The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
You're saving and investing for retirement. That's great, but do you know where your investment dollars actually are going? This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. Jay, great to have you with us. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's been a blessed week, Tom. I've been connecting with a lot of our listeners all over the country. As you know, we're coast to coast, and a lot of people just looking for biblically sound financial advice. And just a quick sample of some of the people I've been speaking to this past week. Scott in Maryland, he's selling a $2 million business over the next few months. He needs some help with replacing his income. This has been his lifeline for his last 30 years. He wants to create a biblically based plan to generate over $100,000 a year guaranteed income. He wants some inflation protection. And we're going to create a three-part strategy for him with some protected growth, some growth, and an emergency fund. Then I was speaking with Donna in Tennessee. She just had an inheritance and wants to know what to do with the extra funds. Should she pay down her debt or invest in her future? So we're running some numbers, trying to get her debt free at retirement, making sure she's going to have enough income, saving some of that money for her future. So we're creating a biblically based plan for Donna. Then we have Walter in Florida, who just downloaded my latest book, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. He had some questions on how to create a biblically responsible investment plan for his IRAs and Roth IRAs. And I wanted to give a shout out to Walter. Good job, Walter, for wanting to be a better steward. And then finally, speaking to Bob in Pennsylvania, who's looking to retire next year. Can he do it? Should he do it? And how long will his money last? So this is just a handful of the folks I get to talk to each and every week. And it brings me such joy to help them keep their Christian values front and center. So how are you doing, Tom?
Well, wow, that's fantastic. That is tremendously encouraging. And you and I know we just prayed for our listeners. And to all of those who you just referenced, thank you so much for listening. And we're praying for you as well. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about this. I don't think that I came up with this term, Jay, but the set it and forget it retirement portfolio. We're going to dive into that a little bit. And if that's something you have, you may want to take another look at things. You know, it's really exciting to have all the resources that you've made available to people. There are roughly 2,000 Bible verses that mention money or possessions, and Jesus' teachings are filled with references to money, possessions, giving, and wealth. So this is all important, and if you want to learn more about Jay and the special offers we have for you today, go to the website, faithandretirement.com, or you could pick up the phone and give Jay a call, no obligation, 800-270-7310. So, Jay, as we mentioned last week, there are people like our family that you have, you manage our investments in a biblically responsible way. Some other people try to handle investing their retirement money themselves, like do-it-yourselfers, and I did that for a long time. Others might have a financial advisor, and that person just provides passive management of their investments, kind of set it and forget it style. But what about people who have all their retirement dollars in accounts and index funds through their work? Can you help those listeners too?
Yeah, for those who want advice on their retirement funds, we have several ways that we work with people, Tom, you know, especially if they have an old 401k or 403b from an old employer. They should probably roll it over now. They can get some professional money management, mm-hmm. get it biblically responsible, get it out of the old plan and have some better control and options. And studies have shown, Tom, that working with an advisor, they can typically get 2-4% or more per year because they're getting that specialized advice, controlling the emotions. And if they're still working right now, a lot of people have a lot of their money tied up in their 401ks. They're actively participating in it. Maybe it's a 403b or a simple IRA or SEP IRA. We can look at those and help people create a biblically responsible plan. For some of those that are 59 and over, they can often do what's called an in-service withdrawal, meaning they can roll it out of their plan, still keep contributing, but they can take a large portion of what they have there and roll it out to what's called an IRA or individual retirement account. Now we can create a biblically responsible strategy, have professional money management, more choices, more options. So that's available for anyone 59 and older. For those that are under 59 and a half and they've got, you know, at least 50,000 in their plan, we have the ability to link up their 401k or 403b and manage those investments for them using some technology. If they're at Fidelity or Schwab or Vanguard and Power, you name it, we can look at their investment choices and help them actively manage their 401k using offense when the markets are good and then defense when the markets are going down. So that enables us to really help them manage their 401ks. And you mentioned index funds. I couldn't not take this opportunity to talk about these index funds. So if we look at an S&P fund, for example, Tom, and I always say, God cares about the little things, not just the big things, right? He says it in his word. And a lot of people say, hey, just invest in the S&P 500. You see some of the pundits, some of these big Ramsey fans talking about S&P funds. And it's really not a one-size-fits-all solution for me because, first, do you want to invest in a biblically responsible way? That's the first question I always ask. And Luke 16:10 tells us, whoever is faithful in very little is also faithful in much, and whoever is unrighteous in very little is also unrighteous in much. So if we look at that S&P 500 fund from a biblical perspective, Tom, take a stab at this. At the S&P 500, there's 500 companies. What percentage do you think are clean, Tom?
Wow.
Put me on the spot.
Okay. I would say 20%.
No, a little bit higher. You're pretty close. About 32%, about 160 companies out of 500 are clean. That means there are 68% that are dirty, about 340 of those 500 companies. And if we look at the S&P 500 using our screening software, it shows about half of these companies support abortion, either performing them or giving money to Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. About 3% of the S&P is alcohol. 25% is explicit entertainment. 5% is gambling, 65% is anti-biblical lifestyles, 23% supporting abortion, pornography, about 0.5% against human rights violations, and then another 2% in tobacco. Now, if we look at the entire universe of investments, Tom, it's a totally different story. The total stock market, there are about 90% of the stocks that are clean. So we still have thousands of choices where to invest that don't compromise our Christian values. And I always say, let's not add more to the dirty companies. Instead, let's be part of the solution and vote our values with our investment dollars.
If you just joined us, we're talking to my friend Jay Peroni, and this is Faith and Retirement. You can learn about us at faithandretirement.com, and you can even send Jay an email if you'd like to. Very accessible to you, unlike many people in this realm. It's the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. Wow. So the Fortune 500, not very clean, but individual stocks are a little bit better. That's what I hear you saying.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. I mean, we look at a lot of people too. They don't realize how much risk is with the S&P 500. About 30% of the returns are being driven by the 10 largest tech companies. These are most often some of the most woke companies. They're trying to influence culture with their promotion, their TV commercials, their radio ads, what they're giving their corporate profits, all their donations are going toward these things. And then additionally, the risk that you see in these S&P 500 funds too. I mean, if the S&P is down huge, it's often because of these large companies. So I like to take the individual stock approach. We also use our Christian stock ETF. It's called PRAY, ticker symbol P-R-A-Y. And these are 60 to 65 clean companies. It's a good alternative to the S&P 500.
Well, I know you're involved in some great Christian organizations and alliances, and this is very important when you talk about investing with an eye on serving God with your money. We're talking to Jay Peroni, and You want your actions to match your words, right? Well, here's your invitation to call and get your free portfolio screen. Find out now whether the companies you're investing in match your faith and values and honor God, or if you need to make changes. 800-270-7310. And again, there's no obligation. Ask for your free portfolio screen. So, Jay, we got a couple minutes here before the break. There's a lot of talk about passive investing. People love to set it and forget it. What is passive investing, and how should our listeners be using funds like this for their retirement?
Yeah, many choose a passive approach, and it's good when stocks are cheap. Right now, however, stocks are very expensive. And usually that passive approach is buying indexes, buying index funds, just buying and hold them. And in my opinion, right now is the best time to have active management.
Yeah.
The last year, 10 stocks drove most of the index returns, just 10 out of 500 companies. And it shows if you buy the right companies, you don't need hundreds of them. We help our clients find the right investments that line up with their faith. And many of the passive investments out there are not biblically responsible either. So that set it and forget it is not really the right way to approach retirement. We believe more in active management. It's a good way to reduce portfolio volatility. A lot of our clients are looking for consistent returns. And if the market's down 50%, Tom, do you want to be down 45%?
No, I do not.
You beat the market, though, right? And that's how a lot of investors look at it. Well, I beat the market last year. Well, the market was down 50. I was only down 45. We look at it differently. We want to protect capital when times are bad and put you on offense when times are good. So we use a different standard. Yes, the indexes are good. The passive investments are good to compare to. But instead, we want active management. For example, in the Prey ETF, we can go about 20% cash if we needed to get defensive. Or we could go into defensive industries or companies when times are tough. And then when times are good, we can push the pedal to the metal, get more aggressive with where we're looking for opportunities all around the world. And that's really the advantage of that active management, is the ability to ride the ups and downs of the market and have strategies to be prepared for both types of markets, the good and the bad, while also keeping your Christian values at the center of your investments.
How you invest matters as you look forward to the end of your life, the retirement runway, if you will. And you can get wisdom on this absolutely free. In fact, you can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by our friend fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. He's our financial editor here on Faith and Retirement. Don't wait. Get your free download right now. There's a lot of headlines about NVIDIA, and I know virtually nothing about it. What is NVIDIA all about?
Yeah, so NVIDIA is a leader in the design of graphic processing units. You hear a lot about artificial intelligence today, and a lot of that is placing huge amounts of data. It's about computing. There's a lot of data centers making NVIDIA's chips extremely valuable. So they have a lot of exposure to graphics in the video game industry, professional visualization, the blockchain, the automotive markets. It's one of the largest companies in the world. And right now it does screen clean. It's one of our top holdings, actually, in our Prey ETF, the Christian Stockholders Fund. This isn't a recommendation, Tom, to buy it, but we do believe as a firm that it's a good stock. It's a high octane stock. It's very volatile. But we believe, obviously, in its role in the artificial intelligence world. It's fueling growth in the technology space. And it's hard to argue with the success of the company as well, because it tends to beat its earnings and sales forecasts year after year. And I was actually looking at the stock this week just to see, you know, how is it doing? Year to date, it's up almost 90%. Over the last year, about 200%. And get this, Tom, over the last 10 years, it's averaged 70% per year. So it's hard to argue with that kind of success. It's been a great leader in the computer and technology semiconductor industry.
That's pretty good, Jay. 70% a year. Well, I know we're part of that. And thank you so much for managing our family finances. You've done a great job with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Dow Jones went over 40,000 this month. Was that a surprise to you?
It really isn't at the end of the day. 40,000 is really just a psychological level, meaning it does very little for most investors. Guess how many companies are in the Dow, Tom? Do you know that?
I used to know this. No, I
don't.
The
S&P 500 is 500. The Dow is just 30 companies.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And we saw that with the S&P 500. About 70% of the companies in that index are dirty. You want to take a stab at what percentage in the Dow are dirty?
29. Oh, the percent.
No, 94% okay. are dirty.
I was thinking 29 of 30.
So it's only one clean company, Tom, in that entire Dow. And back in 1999, you saw a lot of these when they – Dow was trading around 10,000. There was a book from David Elias called Dow 40,000. He was saying the index would hit that level by 2016. Looks like he missed it by about 8 years. Came that same year, the Dow was 36,000. There was one published back in a lot of people predicting that it would hit 36,000 by 2002 and 2004. And the timing of those two books couldn't have been any worse because you had the dot-com bubble when the first book was published, and then early 2000, and then you had the global financial crisis of 2007-09, making that Dow 40,000 prediction look like a long shot. So you've had a lot of these predictions that the Dow would hit that level at some point, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't mean that much because it's really just a number at the end of the day. And I always say this, what's the most important index? It's really, for you, Tom, it's the Tom Index, right? At the end of the day, you don't care if the S&P is up 50% and you're up 70%, or the S&P is down 50%, you don't want to be down 50%. So really, when we look at the returns of an index, we really want to drill it down to your level, Tom, and create a plan that's going to reach your goals. What type of rate of return does Tom need to get for his portfolio? If it's 10% per year, maybe we don't need to take as much risk as the market. Or maybe at the end of the day, you need to get a little higher because of inflation and taxes. So we want to make sure that your plan is in line with what you need for a rate of return. And we're protecting in those bad years, and then we're getting good returns in those good years. That's really what we focus on at Faith Investor Services, is giving you biblically responsible investments, active management, and trying to make sure you're reaching your goals. That's far more important than where's the Dow at? What did the S&P do last year? You know, what really motivates me, Tom, is helping my clients to make more so they can give more, have more time, more money to do the things they enjoy, spend more time with their loved ones, help the sick and lost, give more to mission work, and help spread the gospel and do more for the kingdom of God. That's far more important than Dow 40,000 or what the S&P did last year. It's getting good returns and helping people to do good with those profits.
We're talking to Jay Peroni. That's the voice you hear. And if this has sparked any questions in your mind, you can pick up the phone and give Jay a call. 800-270-7310. That's 800-270-7310. Jay, we want you to help us get gains, for sure, but we really want you to protect us from losses. So thank you for looking at that side as well. Well, we really see this issue of clean and dirty this time of year. You know, Jay, since June is Pride Month, LGBTQ Pride Month, it goes by several names, but it seems like corporations out there are all over the map this year. Like Target, for example, plans to have Pride Month displays again. They told the National Public Radio hosts that they're at it again, but this year only at selected stores and online, and not at all in some stores after a conservative backlash last year. As we talked about in our last show about the multi-million dollar losses in sales for Bud Light, we talked about that starting right about a year ago. On the other hand, corporate makers of Tide detergent and a lot of other consumer products are announcing proudly that they've raised over $14 million for Can't Cancel Pride, that the Human Rights Campaign Equity Index. And so, not really new. And I'm old enough to remember when Home Depot was getting a flood of criticism for calling Christmas trees holiday trees about 10 years ago. And even in California, there's quite a firestorm of concern about that. So any thoughts on the direction of the markets toward a clean or a dirty profile moving forward?
Yeah, so it really isn't new, as you said. The good news, though, is consumers and shareholders are finally fighting back with these woke companies as these companies are finally seeing that actions have consequences, right? At the end of the day, if you want to go to the far left with your messaging, you're going to alienate a lot of the central people as well as the far right. And if we all get together, we can make a difference. If we pool our money together, our influence, and we stop purchasing products or we stop buying certain stocks, we can make a huge difference. And that's what I always say. I want to motivate people that you can make a difference with your money. It used to be that the church influenced culture. And unfortunately, today we're seeing many churches being influenced by the culture instead. And we need to change that trend. And we can do that each and every day with where we spend our money, where we give our money, where we donate our money, and then also where we invest our money. And the biggest influencer today in our culture is this woke corporate America, spreading the evil agenda in media, movies, TV, commercials, news reporting, and where they donate their profits. And as a shareholder or stock owner, you're either participating in that or you're not. And I'd be furious. You did not get to act in my best interest if you're doing all these things as a shareholder. I'm an owner of the company, and you're out there with your political decisions, and you're negatively impacting the performance of the stock, and I make less in profits because you decided to speak for me. I'm actually surprised, Tom, that more shareholders aren't suing these companies for breach of duty. When you get political and it impacts my return in a negative way, come on, right? At the end of the day, most are not voting for this woke far left companies. They're voting against traditional American and Christian values. And a lot of people are unknowingly investing in these companies, and they're supporting abortion, sex trafficking, pornography. They're investing in countries persecuting Christians. They're supporting alcohol, tobacco, gambling vices, you name it. And it's estimated that there are over 200 million Christians here in America. Imagine if we all pooled our money together and voted with those investment dollars. Do you think they'd have these woke nonsense that's going on? Probably not, right? If we were actually putting our money into motion. And these radical companies' agendas would not be spreading like wildfire. So let's be a part of the solution and not the problem. Let's make some conscious decisions where we invest and not vote, and instead vote for clean companies that are making a difference in our world and avoid those dirty ones that are polluting our culture.
Very good. Well, we're in our final moments here, Jay. What's the best way for our listeners to go, all right, you're making good sense to me? How can they reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, the first thing that I always say is knowledge is power at the end of the day. So they can go to faithandretirement.com and they can set up for a free portfolio review. So we will screen the portfolio. We have access to over 30,000 different investments. We can see, is it clean or dirty? We can make you aware. Here's what you're supporting with your investment dollars. And if you want to clean it up, we can show you some actions how you can go from a dirty portfolio to 100% clean, just making some conscious decisions on where you invest. So again, just go to that faithandretirement.com.
Well, you know, the Bible says that the word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. If you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income, what it's going to be, what you're going to need for retirement, for annuities, maybe you have questions about whether life insurance still plays a role, or wealth accumulation, or help in protecting your assets when the markets are going down. Give Jay a call. Again, he's very accessible. Unlike so many people in a position like his on a national, in a national sense. And you can reach him at faithandretirement.com. That's the website. The phone number is 800-270-7310. And remember that Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with your first fruits of all your produce. That's what we're about. And we're so glad that you joined us today. Again, learn more at faithandretirement.com. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.